Phil Payne, who is in his first year as head coach, been with the program for several years, 1986 graduate of Oberlin High School, played on the state championship team, and with Kurt Russell being coach of the year, I mean, being national teacher of the year, and everything he's got to do with that, he had to step aside. And Coach Payne, first off, just what a tremendous thing is that for Oberlin and the community. Kurt Russell getting named National Teacher of the Year, and that has to mean so much to the community.
Yes, this is an awesome thing to happen for Lorain County as well, because I had a chance to listen to Coach Russell speak at a speaking engagement, and he represents the community. Not only does he represent himself and his family, but the city of Oberlin and Lorain County education overall. He talks pretty good about embracing the community, which I think a lot of places have forgotten that. It takes a village to raise a child, and he talks about that in his speeches. So it's an honor to have that person to be from the city of Oberlin and somebody I've known as a little kid as well. So he does well.
No doubt about it.
Coach, to fill those shoes from the coaching standpoint, you know, what Kurt's done over the years speaks for itself. One of the best coaches in Lorain County, Oberlin, with a great tradition of basketball, what they've done and their success. How do you go about putting your stamp on that this year?
Well, we don't put a stamp on it. We just do the same thing he's taught us all, which is he got from the great Coach Walsh, Bob Walsh, which he's implemented himself and added to it. And we're still running with the same thing Coach Russell has implemented over these years. The coaching staff is still basically the same coaching staff. And it's I'm the interim head coach, but we still use the same philosophy as Coach Russell, which is defense first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I think it's a good idea to keep that going. And the kids are familiar with you. What about some of your players this year? Who are you excited about, and what do you think about your team early?
Well, I'm excited about Isaac Thompson. He's our man in the middle. Returning, he was first team all-conference. Mm-hmm. A force in the middle. He's getting recruited for football right now. He can probably play basketball as well in college, but he's our double-double guy. He averaged, I think it was 13 and 10 rebounds last year, and I think 3 blocks last year. Mm-hmm. And I think he averaged like 2 assists, I believe, last year. So we're looking at a lot from him this year to up his scoring average and probably up his rebound average as well. Mm-hmm. We have a nice sophomore in Josiah Bowen Pride, who started the season out last year on the bench, but slowly worked hard every day to become a starter by the end of the season. So we're expecting big things from Josiah Bowen Pride this year. Mm-hmm. He is an outside shooter, pretty athletic. He struggles a little bit with defense, but he's getting better on defense right now. He's a little hampered right now because he's coming off an injury that he had with his ankle. So he hasn't scrimmaged yet this year, so he's still sitting on the sideline. He may play the first game of the season, but we're not sure. Okay. And then we also have another kid named Omario Hopkins, who was on varsity last year but didn't play much minutes. He was up and down in minutes last year, but he's a pretty skilled wing player that we have. And then we have Kevin Steen, another wing player that we have, who can actually shoot the ball outside pretty well. He's probably our best three-point shooter. He gets a little bit of height, too. So we have a lot of height this year. Mm-hmm. We lost all of our guards.
Okay, yeah. The Steen name, that's a name I recall very much.
That's his nephew.
Okay.
That's his nephew.
Great tradition at Oberlin.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Coach, how are you looking in the scrimmages so far?
Up and down.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
Yeah, up and down.
That's the thing now.
We scrimmaged against Brooklyn. We were so-so. Then we did against Lake Ridge. I know they were missing a kid, and we did a little better. And then we just had Cuyahoga Heights. The same thing, up and down. We did okay the first quarter, did bad the second one. Third one, we did great. And then the fourth one, we just stunk up the gym. So right now we're trying to build consistency with our program because the kids don't understand the hard work that it takes from one quarter to the fourth quarter. They're willing to put in hard work for one quarter but not four full quarters. So mm-hmm. we're working on that right now.
And how do you go about that?
Well, right now we are preaching discipline. And that's what Coach Walsh instilled in me and my friend Kevin Steen, who actually is on the coaching staff as well. Mm-hmm. We instill discipline because it takes discipline to play hard four quarters. And the kids, they don't quite grasp that discipline is in all aspects of their life, even after they play get out of high school and with their jobs. So we do a discipline program, which is on time to practice. the coach tells you to run straight, you run straight. If I tell you to go left, you go left. So some kids are struggling with that. Some are buying into it and some aren't. But I think by midseason they all will buy into it because they are we had a great practice today, actually, because I was worried about from our scrimmage Saturday how they would respond today in practice. And today we had a pretty vocal practice, and the kids are totally engaged today.
One day at a time. That's what it takes. And you, like you said, discipline is also, you know, getting that defensive stop or making that extra pass. That's all a part of it, you know. And that discipline teams, you know, find a way to win.
So yeah, that's where we're working on the discipline because, of course, they're like all other kids. They want to score,
sure,
but don't want to play defense the whole game. They'll shoot 30 shots, but want to try to do 30 stops. So we're working on 30 stops to create 30 shots.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're joined by Phil Payne. He says the interim head coach with the Oberlin Phoenix. So help us with that. Does that mean Coach Russell is going to be coming back? And how's that going to work with his all of his responsibilities with being the National Teacher of the Year?
So I call him Ntoy for National Teacher of the Year. But he's still very much involved. When he's in town, he comes to practices because he was in town last week, and he came to our practices. And he has his input still. And then next year when he's done with this tour, he'll be right back into the mode of everything. So I still tell him everything that we do. I run things through him still. Any changes that I want to make, I still run it through him. Of course, he gives me the green light for everything, but I still run everything through him still.
Yeah, but Phil, after you guys go 22-0, you're not giving him a job, man. Forget it.
This is his program. He built this.
I'm teasing.
Yeah, he built this and got the great coaching staff because the coaches that he have on here now, I don't know if you guys are familiar, though. We have Jordan Beard, who is the leading scorer of all time in Oberlin High School. He's a longtime assistant coach. We have myself, assistant coach. Then we have Coach Kevin Miller, who was an All-American in basketball in college, who has joined us. He's been a volunteer, but now he's on our staff now. And then we have Howard Chambers, who played basketball at Bowling Green, who walked on and got a scholarship. Mm. And then we have Josh Walker, who was he went from freshman coach to JV coach this year. He also played college basketball. Not that playing college basketball is everything, but it says a lot because they've brought all those values and lessons they learned in college into our practices. And then we have a couple of volunteer coaches, which one of them is my nephew, little Dave Payne, who was a former basketball player at Oberlin High School. And then we have Coach Andre Wofford as well, who's an overseas pro basketball player.
Well, Phil, we really appreciate you coming out and talking to us about the Oberlin Phoenix. Want to wish you the best of luck this year. We're looking forward to it and seeing your team play. And just best wishes in 22-23.
All right, thank you, sir.
I love your attitude, Philip. I know you're going to do
appreciate
well.
Appreciate it, sir.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Phil
you.
Phil Payne, the head coach of the Oberlin Phoenix.